Hello, Miss Lillington. Not bad yourself? Okay, I've got a right. So, just so you know, this woman, she's driving for like 2.5 hours, right? So, I got her. I said, like, look, there's a couple options. We can do the fact find, and then you can pull over and do the super breakdown, or I can just call you back and do all of it at once. She said, oh, cool, we'll just do that. So, she's really nice though, and her connection's actually pretty good. Okay. Just do the fact find and then just try and get her to pull over, yeah, just to finish the super to do the super break and breakdown second, if she can. I asked her if she could pull over and she said I'm on like a highway for like 20, 30 minutes, so I'm gonna struggle. So I said, right, cool, I can do the even if you need to rebook her, she's really nice, like honestly, I think she's gonna be just Rebecca Campbell. I've just sent the email there. Rebecca Campbell, she is 49. She's with Hester. She's got around about 250K in there. And yeah, she's in WA. She works in the health industry, or she used to work in the health industry, so that's why she was with Hester originally. Cool. Perfect. Hi Rebecca, thanks for waiting there.
Yeah, no
Okay,
worries.
so I have the lovely Lily on the line now. Lily will just take over from here and just kind of get run you through the next steps. But pleasure speaking to you this morning and best of luck with your results, all right?
Yep, wonderful. Thank you so
Thank
much for
you.
the call.
Cheers.
Right. Hi, I'm well, Lily. How are you? Yeah, that's great. Yep. Sort of. I'm driving to Perth, but then I'm driving another 40 minutes inland, and then I'm in meetings all day. So yeah, they're not that great. Yep. That's correct. I will be 49 in January, so my date of birth, 29 January 77. That's correct, yep. Yes, it is. Yeah, no, they're the same. Yep, 7 lost your place, Usher. 7 lost your place in Usher. 6230. That's correct, yep. I'm married. Yep, his first name is Wayne, WAYNE. A bit younger, he's 42. I think he's got a little bit less because he was off work during COVID. I'm a practice manager. Some days more than others. about 10 years, 11 years. Sorry, did you, I know I'm on hands-free, so it might not come through very clearly. Did you say nurse? Because I'm not a nurse. I'm a... Yeah, a GP. Doctors, patients, all the staff, we're part of a large corporate, so up the chain and down the chain, essentially, from the middleman. Yeah, a little bit. Oh, God, no, it's just office space. It's Forest, my employer, God, that is complicated. Let's say Four Health Group, so F-O-R, yep. Yeah. No, all experience. Gonna probably uppercut a little, but I think it's 90. Last year's tax return put us at 210. Give me a moment to do it in my head, it will be fortnightly. Is this just my share? Like, yeah. So, yeah, no, we've got separate bank accounts, so we just switch money around here, there, and everywhere between each other. It's just like being mapped just a little bit. We go, let's say about a grand a fortnight. Yep. Yeah, we're not in a position at the moment. Yep. My husband's a Speedway driver, so currently Speedway season, and yeah, we're all over the place all the time. I actually think I did a request that they put more into my super, but I really don't remember, but I don't think it was very much. But I actually have another job that's coming up, so I will be contributing more, but I'm not at the moment. And that will be... Let's just stick with 67. Sorry. You just dropped down completely. Yep. A similar amount would be nice. Yeah, unfortunately, I'm still renting. The rent on the property is $550 a week. Well, I pay it, but he puts money in, if that makes sense. I have a credit card, and that's it. 5,500. My credit limit. 5,500. Well, I have my car, but I would call it an asset. It's 8 years old, so probably worth about 2,000. Quite alright. I'm 158 centimeters, not kilos. and it's I actually just got on the scale this morning, so 82 kilos. I don't know whether you would. I had half of my thyroid removed about 15 years ago, and I just take regular thyroid medication for it, but I've got no health issues, no. Yeah, otherwise I'd die, so yeah, I'm gonna take that. I've got 110 hours in sick, and about the same in annual. Well, Christmas, we've got a forced closure, so over Christmas period, so the managers have to take 2 weeks off, so that'll be reduced very soon, but yeah. It'll be some of it, yeah. No, I don't. No. Not at this point, because I don't have any assets. Oh, I guess my super would be an asset, would it not? If I were to die? Yep. Oh, I can't have it. Yeah, I don't think, unless we buy a house in the next couple of years, I don't think I need a will. Well, I would like to buy a house, but saving up for a deposit is near to nothing. Never going to happen. it's incredible. And I'd like to start studying again on a personal level, but yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I'd like to, but we'll see what happens. I was just saying it's in the same career path, but moving higher up the chain into the operations team, so I need to understand a bit about budget and stuff, so yeah. I'd like to buy a house within the next 5 years. No, not sure just yet. Maybe about, with the way house prices are now, and like our daughter's just turned 18, so I've put money into her uni as well at the moment. So, probably around 700 would be what a house is going to cost us, so, but whether we just decide to go for a unit because we've got my kids at home, so we'll see what she's doing. Yep. Is that where I take money out of my super or something? Yeah, you did. Sorry, the Taiwan is not good. Yeah. Oh God, it's so far away. I don't want to think about it. Thank you. Oh, I mean, the beaches are beautiful here, so that would be awesome. I would love that. Yeah, but the whole not setting an alarm would be even better. Or even my husband not setting an alarm, because his goes off at 4:30, so that would be better. Not at the speedway. I'm open to their recommendations. No, never. Probably C. I'm going to say no because I don't know what direct shares are. I didn't do it. How do I explain it? When I worked, like before I had my daughter, as part of the bonus structure, our employer gave us shares in the company. And when I left the company, I just sold them. So, no, I can't pull over. I'm about to pass a couple of trucks. So, no. No. Well, that's going to be tricky because I'm getting there in about an hour and a half, and then I've got to check into the hotel, and then I've got to get into a car with a colleague and drive again. So, is it possible for you to call me another day, like on Monday or something? That's correct, yeah. My time? from 7:30 in the morning will be fine. Have a good day. Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.